Is the biggest funder of Al-Shabaab, the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group in Somalia, actually the Minnesota taxpayer? A federal investigator says yes. An alarming claim first reported by City Journal, which spoke with multiple former federal agents. The U.S. Attorney's Office has charged dozens of defendants across multiple schemes, including housing aid fraud, pandemic child nutrition fraud, and false billing for autism therapy. In total, prosecutors say these schemes have cost Minnesota taxpayers billions of dollars.
Still, there are people that have legitimately could use those resources that are not getting those resources. It's past criminal.
Minnesota is home to one of the country's largest Somali communities. Former state fraud investigator Keish Magan, himself a Somali-American, wrote last year that it's uncomfortable and true that nearly all defendants in these major fraud cases come from that community.
They have taken advantage of the most generous country in the world and one of the most generous states in that country.
And according to City Journal, some of the stolen money was sent overseas through informal cash transfer networks. Investigators say once that cash arrived in Somalia, Al-Shabaab took a cut, whether the sender intended that or not.
Pretty much across the board, people that I spoke to said there really isn't a law enforcement solution to this problem. As you said, that's simply playing whack-a-mole. People pretty consistently told me that, you know, there needs to be a policy change here.
Critics claim Minnesota leaders have tiptoed around the issue, fearing a backlash from the state's powerful Somali American voting bloc.